The Olympics are behind us. People already looking ahead to 2028. The NFL very excited for flag football to make an appearance.
Yes.
Stoney, we will draft our flag football teams. You, me, Tom. You get a quarterback, couple receivers, couple flex players, five total. We're only drafting offense. You have the number one pick.
Now, somebody has to play center, though, of these guys. Is that?
Yes. Now, for people who aren't as familiar with flag football, and my hand is in the air, I looked this up. The center snaps the ball and then goes out on a route. Oh, okay. It's typically like a tight end or whatever.
It's not a big blocking position.
No, you're not drafting Frank Ragnow.
Okay.
So Sony's taking Ezekiel Elliott.
Exactly.
All right. Let me know when you got the first pick ready.
I got it. With the first pick of the 2024 97.1 Morning Show Flag Football Draft.
It's a mouthful.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Flintstones select from the Miami Dolphins, Tyreek Hill.
Good job, Stoney. I was actually thinking with you at the first pick, you might not take him. And I really wanted him.
Sorry.
So therefore, by default, with the second pick in the Flag Football Olympic Draft, Justin Jefferson.
Wow. Okay. Receivers both off the board before the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, with the third pick, the Costa Doing Business selects in the Morning Show Flag Football Mock Draft, Patrick Mahomes. I'll take the best quarterback on the board at three. And then because I have the last pick, I get the wraparound pick. And I still have a chance to take some of these better receivers. So with the fourth pick, you know what I'm going to do instead? I'm going to take the best quarterback and the best running back. I'm going to take Christian McCaffrey on the turn here with the fourth pick overall.
You are shocking me with what you're doing right now. I mean, I've been in discussions with Paul Sarah behind the glass, and we did not anticipate this whatsoever. We think you went completely reverse strategy.
That's all right. But you got to zig when the others zag.
That's right. That's the key.
Now you are up.
With my second round pick, Ja'Marr Chase.
Ooh.
Hmm. Okay.
Stoney with back-to-back.
With back-to-back. Okay. With the second pick, I'm going to select a little off the board, but I don't care. From the Atlanta Falcons, Bijan Robinson. I think he'd be perfect in flag football.
But have you seen Bijan run?
And with my snake pick, you need to have a quarterback. And I'm not worried about getting to the playoffs. I'm not worried about winning it. Lamar Jackson.
Keep the play alive in flag football.
Yes.
Make him miss.
Yes.
Can't touch him.
With my third round pick in the flag football Olympic team, C.D. Lamb.
So you've gone three straight receivers to start.
My receivers are Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, and C.D. Lamb.
I think this is you trying to bully me for not taking one until now, because I was like, they'll fall,
Think about that.
You just keep drafting them. Well, we'll see. I've got back-to-back here. My third-round pick, I got to get a receiver here. Looking at the board, the best available to me, I'm on Ross St. Brown. So he'll be my number one receiver. And I can pair him back-to-back. Some of the best ones are gone. I will go with A.J. Brown.
It's me?
Everybody go to Tom now.
Tom.
All right, my fourth-round pick, I'm going to select the guy who's going to play center for me and can also throw the ball around a little bit if I want to.
Creative.
Travis Kelce.
It's a good pick. Kicking myself. I should have gone Kelce to pair with Mahomes. Stoney, you got back-to-back.
I got back-to-back to finish it out?
Yep.
Okay.
And then we each get one more.
My center, who can also catch the ball a little bit, and he is a center because even if for some reason he has to block, he's built that way. DK Metcalf.
Nice. I like that.
Will be my center. And my fifth pick, I don't know if he's eligible, but I need somebody who I know has played flag football and done it very well. And he's big as hell. He's tall as hell. Kevin Durant. Is he eligible?
Yeah, sure. You can take whoever you want.
What? Stoney.
So that's going to be
one of your... Snoop Dogg next coach, is it? He's my coach, by the way.
All right. Obviously, Kevin Durant. You don't want to take...
I wrote it down, but who do you want?
I'm going to take Puka Nacua.
I almost took him over Lamb. I
wish you would have.
I like Lamb's elusiveness. All right. I'm very torn here because I got to get my quarterback now, because that was the strategy I took, was just mm-hmm. I'll just take the third best quarterback. So the best quarterback available is Joe Burrow. But I want a guy with a little bit more mobility, and I will sacrifice slight accuracy, and I think he would be dynamic with my team, Josh Allen.
So I really think you screwed up here, and I know I'm one to talk. You could have put in Jefferson and Chase with Burrow and recreated that LSU team.
So I want a guy who's got can throw the ball 70 yards.
All right, and then I got the
and
last.
And I can run better. Mobile. Burrow is mobile, but not as mobile as Allen.
My last pick, I need a center. I'm going to take Kyle Pitts.
Okay,
nice.
Speed at a tight end position, yes. Can win the one-on-one jump ball, complements my other pass catchers.
You know, I was also thinking about taking, like, holding the quarterback to the end, and everybody would have laughed. But I think in flag football, he would have been, he would be awesome. It's Kyler Murray.
Yeah. You get made fun of, I think, but I think you're right.
Yeah.
I just think Josh Allen's better.
So, who's the best player that wasn't drafted? Devontae Adams?
Jameer Gibbs.
Jameer Gibbs was on my list, but yes. I got Christian McCaffrey.
Debo
was on my flex spot, but I took CMC.
I think you screwed up because I already got the duo together in Miami. I think Jalen Waddle would be fantastic in flag football.
Yeah, probably.
What about Achan? This is a speed game.
Right.
And don't worry about durability. Get him out in space. Miami's running back. There's some good players we didn't draft. No Laporta. I thought Laporta, we may get three Lions drafted. He wasn't selected. And no Joe Burrow. All right, go through your team, and then we'll ask the audience who took the best flag football squad to send to the Olympics, if it was today.
All right, mine was Tyreek Hill, Bijan Robinson, Puka Nacua, Lamar Jackson, and DK Metcalf.
Mine was Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, CeeDee Lamb, Travis Kelce, and Josh Allen.
I had Patrick Mahomes with Christian McCaffrey next to him, St. Brown, and A.J. Brown at receiver, and Kyle Pitts is my tight end.
I like Gov's team, probably the best. The
only about Lamb in the slot.
Right. The only thing I don't like about Acosta's team, Jim, is I don't think McCaffrey would be great in flag football.
You don't think so?
Because he still runs over people, and you don't have to do that.
He can make you miss. Though.
I know.
Yeah, he's in juke. I would have taken Bijan if I would have taken a running back in this. And considering Gibbs, I actually think a compelling player in this format would be Alvin Kamara. He has proven he can split out top
and play receiver. Just be a receiver. I think I'd rather have Gibbs than Bijan for that reason. Because I think Gibbs is going to be more of a pass catcher than Bijan moving forward, especially the way he's repping at practice.
The other guys I wrote down that weren't selected were, like we said, Debo, Garrett Wilson, and Devontae Smith.
Mike Evans, Marvin Harrison Jr., some other names. You guys tell us.
And Jordan Love.
I had an idea on the fly here. They should get rid of the Pro Bowl completely and pick four quarterbacks or eight quarterbacks to pick their flag football teams and have a tournament. That would be awesome.
Well, there are videos going viral of these quarterbacks doing this because the Olympics are a hot topic.
Right.
And I saw Anthony Richardson was everybody picks Tyreek Hill, by the way. Every single quarterback picks Tyreek Hill. So
Anthony Richardson would probably be pretty good in this game too.
He could be. I think by 2028, that's the other thing.
Yes.
Things are gonna change. Caleb Williams could be a guy in 28, right? Kind of that
true.
Make something
Jaden
happen.
Daniels
could, yeah, absolutely.
Guy I can actually considered, but just I mean, it fell the way I wanted it to. Was Harrison Jr. I do. I think he's going to be awesome. And Garrett Wilson too.
Yeah,
I said him. Yeah,
Stoney brought him up. My only defense for my team is this: I still think the quarterback is the number one position, even in flag football. You're going to have to put the ball.
If you had the number one pick, would you?
I would have taken Mahomes, but if I didn't get Mahomes, I would have waited to the very end to take a quarterback. But it fell in my lap at three, and
kind of like some people do for fantasy football.
Yeah, that's kind of the thought. Now, if you don't get one of the great ones right away, you just wait. So there you have it: 248-539-9797. Who drafted the best team? It's 97-1.